For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Our Place, episode 575.
Our Place, where anything can happen and probably will.
Hi, everybody. It's Our Place with me, Steve.
And me, Andrew.
I had to think about what I was saying then. I don't know what happened then. Yeah. Had a brain fart, as they call it. Yeah. There you go. Anyway, yes, it is Our Place, episode 575. And it's been a while, hasn't it, Ange?
Somebody told you today they miss it. They rung up for something totally different.
Yeah, hello, David. I'm glad somebody misses it. And it was nice to hear Ginny and David. This mic just slipped in my hand. I'm just making sure it got it the right way. Hello, Ginny and David. I'm glad you both missed the podcast. And hopefully we've set Ginny up now so she can make recording on her iPhone or iPad using the Voice Memos app. And so hopefully we may get, if we're lucky, we're really lucky, we may hear David's voice on the podcast, and maybe Ginny's as well, because that'd be nice too.
Wouldn't it?
Wouldn't that be nice too?
Would.
Yeah, would be. Yeah. So let's hear both of you and tell us all about what you've been up to in lockdown and all kinds of things, and what you've been doing with your pocket, David. I know you got one of those as well. This is actually the third attempt at recording a podcast, and the reason for that is that I tried to do it on the E11, which is the big brother, the kind of the same as the E10, but with a different, slightly different layout. And the E10 is the same, by the way. I did a quick check of that as well. And for some reason, it screws up high format files. So if you record in high quality, like, if you record in WAV file at 4400 or 44,100 kilohertz, it seems to not upsample it properly. So when you try and edit it in Reaper or Goldwave, because I've tried it in all of them, I haven't tried SoundForge because I haven't got it installed anymore.
No.
But I've tried the other two, and it doesn't seem to want to do. So it puts a crackle every time you play or stop the file and things like that. And
it was even weirder, though, wasn't it? The first time you thought it was your fault because you left it at its defaults, which
yes.
is a very, very low bit rate, wasn't
yes.
it?
Yes, and I thought maybe that was me. But once I got the sampling rate right,
which was a Saturday, not the Saturday just gone, we're now on the 21st. It was the previous Saturday.
Yes.
So then I said, all right, let's do it Tuesday night. I thought we'd probably get a bit of time that night to do that. And I knew we were getting a visitor the following Saturday. So we tried this at a more normal bit rate, didn't we?
Yeah.
And the problem then, it recorded very quiet. Well, we knew this, but we thought this we could sort it. But what happens when you try to turn it up, it muted the track, didn't it?
Yeah, it really did some weird things with Reaper and with Goldwave.
So I don't know what it is with the way that records your,
the WAV files. Yeah.
No, I don't know.
So anyway, we tried recording it twice and that's what happened. And so this is the third attempt.
I suggested, all right, let's try Tuesday because I believe there is a plan to have another visit a Saturday again. So anyway, I thought, well, let's try doing it this Tuesday then.
But we're putting it up on Sunday, aren't we?
Being the 22nd. Oh, yeah, we're not going to put it up until Sunday.
Yeah.
I shouldn't think. Anyway, no, I don't think we just thought we'd try to do it.
Yeah. So I'm now on the LS100 with my lovely external AT822 that Angie bought me. And everybody said how much they liked that mic.
Yeah, so we'll do that again.
So we'll do that.
Do it again.
Excuse me, I'm croaky today.
That's what we tried to use on the E11 as well.
Yes, it was. And it would have recorded well, wouldn't
yeah,
it?
It did quite a good job. I think it would.
Yeah.
But we can't actually try it.
Not at the moment. Not. Needs a bit more investigation.
So
anyway, And I'm not sure how easy it would be to tell Chinese manufacturers of the problem. You know, you've got the English language barrier first, well as other things. So it might be quite difficult to convey that problem there. Anyway, so, but we haven't been really doing much in the weeks before.
You've put up 2 YouTube videos, though.
Yes, I have. I've put up 2 YouTube videos. There is a YouTube channel called Computer Room Services, and you can search for that on YouTube and you'll find me. And there are 2 videos up there. So you've got the ESIS, the Easy Time Evolution demonstration of it. And you've also got a demonstration of, Blind Shell Classic. That's right. And so, yeah, there are 2 YouTube videos up there. Hopefully more to come. And
you're going to put links to them, aren't you?
We are. So like them, subscribe to them, share them, you know, tell your friends and all that kind of stuff so that we can get more views. If I get 100 views, I can get a vanity URL, so I can get youtube.com/comproom or whatever.
Okay.
So I need at least 100 views to get that. So, yeah, keep viewing them. That's great. So we got those up, and we've already had some interest in them, haven't we, Ange?
Yes.
So that's good. What else?
Well, I've got some notes here. The next thing we talk about, but one of the things actually we were talking about was we're talking about the phone show chat. Get your mouth around that one.
Yes.
Which you listened to, and about Ted Salmon, who's one of the...
Yes, indeed. Co-host. Yeah, Ted Salmon's a co-host of the Phone Show Chat. It's a great podcast. I like listening to it. I call it curmudgeons, affectionately.
You do, yeah.
Because there are a couple of old boys, you know,
and
ranting about...
You've told them, haven't you, that we do this.
They ranting about phones and...
Took it on the chin.
Pretending they're more geeky than they are, but don't tell them I said so.
They know, don't they? I think they know you, don't they?
Yeah, they do, yeah.
Since you've been on that show a few times now. And they still call you back.
Yeah, they do. I wonder why. Yeah. Anyway, so... Ted said something interesting to me, and I believe it's true. I don't know if you've experimented anymore since I told you about it, Ange. I don't think with the iPhone you can set an individual notification sound per app. Now, on Android, you can. You can actually have every app have a different notification sound, and I reckon that's really good.
I think so too.
And also, you can't, it would appear, turn off sound or vibration. It has to be one of the, you know, it has to be either or, you know, both on, both off, I think.
Yeah. I haven't tried any of that.
So it seems that iOS is a lot less flexible than I thought it was in terms of notifications.
When I tried this in the past, like trying to assign sound, like I think it was WhatsApp, I couldn't find a way of doing that.
Mm.
You know, to have a different sound. So no, I couldn't find any way.
No, and you can change the default notification.
Yeah.
But I don't think you can change notification sound on a per app basis.
Unless the app has them, like the Sky News app has its own.
Yes, you can select their own app, their own sound.
No, it's all mine. I didn't do anything. It
no,
just is.
But you can't personalise it any more than that. You can't change. It may come one day,
and
you know.
And yet the text tones, you can. There's a lot of tones, and you can change your text sound, which is quite nice. I've got a few like that. And of course, the same as, of course, your ringtone.
Yeah.
So as you know, a person's ringing you straight away if you've got a particular person that you want to always recognise their tone.
Can you have a text tone per contact?
Yes.
Yeah,
yes.
So it's better than what you can do with notifications,
I mean,
then, isn't
for
it?
For instance, you, I've got Choo Choo, haven't I?
Yeah.
Woo-woo.
That's right, yeah.
And Sophie, I've got a bell.
Yeah.
So,
yeah, you can do that for messages, so but not for
particular people, so that I know straight away.
Not for notifications, no. Yeah.
That's right.
So that seemed a bit inflexible to me.
But it might come, or it may be hidden. No one's, no one on the phone show chat said.
Only because I'm used to it in Android. Yeah. You can do it.
But
in
no
Android.
iPhone people have come back to the phone show chat then to say, "Oh yes, you can."
Yeah.
Have I?
No.
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 So yeah, I'm assuming then it quite probably
interesting.
Not.
If some clever clogs knows how to do it, or you can do it, then tell us by all means. Yeah.
But Ted was also saying, wasn't he? Because you were saying to me, and what did I think?
Mm.
That he was saying, wasn't he, about is it better to buy?
Oh yeah, he was asking the question: is it better to buy from the big boys, Google, right, Apple, Samsung, where you know you're going to get support, you know you're going to get updates
for a little while?
Although I'd question Samsung sometimes, but there you go.
They're just behind. I think they do better now, but they can.
Yeah.
I don't know how good they are now.
As opposed to the OnePlus, the smaller Moto, the Lenovo's, for example, the Moto Z3 Play, which Ted has got, is still on Android 9.
Right. Okay.
And it is, it hasn't moved. It hasn't gone up to Android 10 and so on.
This is my beef with the specialist phones, like the Smart Visions, isn't it?
Yes.
That's on Android what?
Six.
Isn't it?
Yeah.
Well, yeah.
And that's a problem. Yeah.
I believe it can be a problem now because, although particularly on my old phone, because of course the processor's slower, and I guess the app's getting bigger, and sometimes it. 99% of the time is fine, but it doesn't always play nice with Pocket Cast.
Everything's getting bigger, and Play Services is getting bigger, the older phones can't keep up with it.
I only use this for podcasts because I can. It's still there, so I might as well use it.
Mm.
So I do, and just for that. And that is all I am using it for. From that, you were then telling me, weren't you, that on this show they have people write in with things for sale. They've got a forum where you can buy and sell.
Oh yeah,
haven't they?
Yeah.
And they always say right to the hosts who are on at the time, what would you have out of? And they choose.
So they pick five items for sale. And they tell all of the presenter and the guests. All talk about what phone they would buy if money was no object. If you were spending someone else's money, what would you buy out of those five phones? And this particular week, I chose. What did I choose, Angie?
The iPhone 11 Pro.
Yes, I did. Yeah.
That would have been your choice.
Yeah, because there was not any Android phone that I fancied. Well, there was nothing better than my Pixel anyway. I've already got. So, if I had to choose one, it would be the iPhone 11 out of the five that they give us.
The following week, I happened to be listening with you, didn't I?
Yeah.
And you said, what would you choose? And I was listening. I didn't fancy any of them, but you fancied the Sony Xperia.
Yeah, because apparently it's supposed to be good for audio. So, because Sony's got a bit of a name for audio, haven't they?
So then, of course, I asked you, didn't I?
Yeah.
What would you buy if money was no object? In not just phones, it could be a phone, it could be any gadget thing.
Yeah.
And yours was the Nime streamers, wasn't it?
Yes. These are like the Blue Sound streamers that we've talked about before, but they're called Nime, N-A-I-M. And they probably are the most expensive streamers on the market, although Blue Sound are quite expensive.
So you were curious to know what they sounded like.
So I was curious what they sounded like because they're supposed to be high res and all that stuff. And, because I said I don't consider Sony Sonos to be, high quality music. I call it convenience hi-fi. Although they are getting better, apparently, with the Arc.
It's Sonos. Sonos 2, isn't it?
Something.
S2.
Something
like that.
So yeah.
But I haven't heard any of that.
But they're only coming up to where Blue Sound have always been, really.
Yeah.
In fact, they're not there, are they? Because Blue Sound does 24-bit and 48 and 92, kilohertz and 192 and all that kind of stuff.
Yeah.
So they're not up there yet with that. But these name ones apparently are. So I thought, I'd like to hear them.
Well, I don't know where they're up to because I had an email from Sonos because I still get emails because I had an account, didn't I? And set up for the emails. And it said higher resolution. Mm. I thought, what does that mean, higher?
Well, higher than CD.
But we don't know what it's like.
No, we don't know whether it's just 1648 or 16192 or is it up to 24-bit, although once you get up to 24-bit, your ears probably can't tell the difference.
I kind of like the idea of their portable player, the Move, except it sounds far too big.
It's luggable.
But the battery is enclosed, I believe, unlike the Blue Sound. And they've got it now that it will last 10 hours. That'll keep you going a whole...
Yeah.
Well, an ordinary sort of day, really, won't it, more or less?
Yeah.
You could probably use it for a party.
Yeah.
So the Blue Sound's only 6 hours.
Yeah.
Which is fine, but, you know. And the Move, of course, if it gets... It's fine for outside. That's the idea.
Yeah.
It's okay...
Yeah.
If it gets rained on, apparently.
Yeah.
Apparently, they've done drop tests as well, so it's quite rugged.
Quite rugged, yeah.
From what I gather, but I wouldn't want to try it. But, it's luggable. I mean, the Flex is quite big, but I believe the Move is bigger, way bigger than the Blue Sound Pulse Flex. And then, of course, it came to my turn, and I said that I would go for, if I could just, you know, if it wasn't my money or it was no object, I would get my hands on an iPad Pro with the smart keyboard for it. Because you don't have to have it, but I would get that for it.
Yeah, yeah.
Somebody who got it, he didn't like it at first and then he got to love it. So it's something you have to get used to. And that kind of makes me curious. What is it about this keyboard that's a bit different, maybe, you know, why would you not love it? And then suddenly, I love it after a little while. Not suddenly, but it grows on you and you think, interesting, you know.
Yeah.
You snap it on or plug it in or something, don't you?
I believe so, yes.
And apparently the iPad Pro is supposed to have good speakers as well.
Yeah.
Good sound.
Yeah.
4 speakers, I believe. So that would have been my... And then from that, I went on to saying, okay, so in the next podcast... So not this one. So think about what is your dream if money really was no object. And I mean, it could be a phone, could be a house, it could be a gadget, could be anything, anything. What are your dreams? I said, I'll tell you mine. I think most of you probably know. I'm not sure how far I've gone, but I could, talk a bit more about the whole thing I might do if I had...
Are you going to wait for that in the next podcast?
Yes, but mine would need money, but your dream may not need money. It might just need the courage to do. You might want to do something that actually doesn't take a lot of money, but you haven't the courage or your circumstances don't allow.
Mm.
And so I'd be interested,
in
what people, if people have got anything like that. But I will talk about the things I would like if... And mine do need money, really. I couldn't do them without.
Yeah.
Because, not really, which I'll explain why next time. It'd be tricky.
My funny one when people ask me what my dream is to say that I would like to play blind man's buff in a locked room full of women. There you go.
Well, I certainly wouldn't want to play anything in a locked room full of men. That sounds quite boring.
But that's my flip answer when people ask me that. But no, I do have one, so I'll talk to you about.
Yes, well, you do. You do have one, don't you? And again, yours needs a lot of money.
Yeah.
More than me, in fact. I need less money than you, I think.
Yeah.
Mine.
So yeah.
Just check my note that I've got no more. We'll, and then we'll go
talk
on.
About it. In the next podcast, that one.
Now we're going to go on. Let me just check this note. That bit. Got that bit. Found it. Yeah, that bit. That's it. Okay, so yeah, the only thing now... Oh, that you went off on...
We went off last Wednesday.
Wednesday, and then again Monday to the same place.
To Milton Keynes.
Yes.
To do our first kind of support call. Customer was having trouble with his old Capsys Smart Vision, the original Smart Vision, and so in the end we come to the conclusion that he needed to upgrade it, so he's got the new...
Yeah, there was a problem. I can't remember what you said it was. It's something that won't happen.
Well, voice recognition
right.
Doesn't work it's anymore broken, because the company... The company that were providing it for them, it was an offshoot of Nuance. They've discontinued it. So because the old Smart Vision is on Android 4.4, they couldn't do anything with that API, so they couldn't get, you know, working with Google. So that's why the new phone came out, really. And so that's, he got an upgrade. And so we went back there Monday to set it up on his Wi-Fi and give it to him, and he's off and running now. Yeah. So
so that was fine. And now, of course, Friday was, what was special about Friday?
Oh, I don't know. Friday, I became an old man. So Friday was my 60th birthday. You wouldn't think it to look at me, you know, handsome young thing that I am. But anyway, that was Friday was my 60th, and I got some lovely presents. I'll talk to you more about the presents.
Yes, we got. You got a present from me.
Angie bought me a fascinating pair of headphones called the Neuraloop. That's N-U-R-A Loop, and it's the website is neura.co. And
Neura.co?
Yes, just .co.
Oh, hi.
And basically what they do is they fire sounds into your ears. So they've got a setup and they fire sounds into your ears, and they what they hear back from the cochlea in your ear determines how they sound. So they tune themselves to you personally. And it's fascinating how they do it. It is really good. It actually sounds really good. And if you turn it off and put it onto neutral mode, you can hear the difference. You know, it sounds it sounds very interesting. And they're fantastic headphones. I've never heard such a deep bass from a pair of wireless earbuds, basically. They're wireless earbuds on a wire in terms of wireless being Bluetooth, but they're on a little conjoined wire. And they go. The wire goes around the back of your neck, and they've got a magnetic charger, and they've also got a magnet on one end and a 3.5 on the other, so you can plug it into a regular headphone thing, which is quite clever as well. And they are really good. Anyway, Neura.co. Have a look at the Neuraloop. Not entirely accessible, but I'm talking to them about that. I had to get Debbie to help me to I had to ask Debbie to help me set up the headphones, because you can't hear when, or you can't tell if you're blind when you've got a good fit, because it's two little graphical ticks on the screen and they merge together once you get a good fit, and if they're apart then you haven't got such a good fit. So Debbie was going, no, not there, keep still, type of thing, wasn't it, Ange?
I wasn't there, I was down here.
So, yeah.
I don't know how it all went.
So that's what happened, and we did get it set up to my profile, and it is good. There are some issues, but they know about them, and they will be updated, they will be addressed in a software update. They've extended their warranty, their returns policy to 60 days instead of 30.
Oh, right.
So that you get a chance to see the resolution of the problems, because they reckon they'll take about 6 weeks.
So what are all the problems they're going to fix?
One is that they don't turn off. They're supposed to turn off 30 seconds after you take them out of your ears, but they don't always.
And we've seen this.
And sometimes the battery just goes flat.
Yep.
And you can't disconnect using the headphones. You have to go into the phone app or the Bluetooth settings and disconnect. And if you do that, the phone, the buds still stay on.
Mm.
So your battery ends up completely flat. I've seen that. And they know about it. And they're going to give us a manual on off.
Cool.
So that we can turn it on and off. Problems with muddy call quality on some calls. They're supposed to do high definition calls, but sometimes the calls sound a bit muddy. And they've got that under wraps as well. They've got it under control. And they say there'll be a fix for that too in a firmware update, because there's an app as well called Neura, which you download, and it's an iPhone Android app, not particularly accessible on Android in some respects. You can't easily turn on and off neutral and personal, which is your own profile. I've told them about that too. I can kind of do it with two fingers, but you can't rely on TalkBack to do it. You can't tap or slide or do the normal things you would do. So that's that. And so on Friday, as well as the lovely present from Angie and cards and things, we had a Burger King, didn't we, Angie,
yeah,
for lunch?
Yeah, Debbie bought that, didn't she?
Yeah. That was very nice.
It was nice.
Burger King, I had a double Whopper and I had chili bites. And you had a
Bacon King,
as they call it.
Chili bites, of course, chips.
Yeah.
And you had a drink with your meal.
Yeah, well, I had Sprite.
But we swapped the drinks because you, for some reason, didn't have a choice on your Sprite.
No, I didn't have Sprite on mine, but Angie had Sprite on her choice. And I said, I didn't really fancy Fanta. So
I actually enjoyed that. It's not something that, you know, I don't drink many fizzy drinks at all now. So,
but it was all nice, and it was a nice day, really.
Yeah, I mean, it was a working day, but, you know.
And then Saturday.
That was a really nice day too. Well, Maureen came to see us.
My auntie Maureen, come to see us.
Bringing
pie and mash.
Of course.
This was the food day, Saturday.
It really was a food day.
Yeah, Saturday. So we had the pie and mash. Maureen left us, what, three-ish?
Yeah, maybe? Roughly.
And then at 5 o'clock, we went to my parents' house and my dad's house, and they had a barbecue there, and had some nice presents there. Dad gave me a chest with a bottle of rum in it, didn't he? It was a wooden chest with a bottle of rum in it and a scroll. That was really nice. And the family all together gave me some money towards, I want to buy some glasses, which I think might be quite good. The Envision AI glasses. These are on Google Glass and they tell you things and they recognize faces and things. You can teach them faces and you can look around with them and things like that. So I'm looking forward to that. So they gave me some money towards that. And that was an all round good day. And that was my first pint of draft beer since we locked down, wasn't it?
Yeah.
So, and that was London Pride. My dad had a barrel of London, a cask of London Pride delivered, an 8-pint cask.
16.
Was it 16?
Oh, no, it wasn't.
No, it was 8 pints.
No, it was 8.
8-pint cask, yeah. Although it had about 9 pints in it, didn't we? Worked out in the end.
We think there was more than 8.
Yeah,
don't we?
Yeah. I had 5 of them.
Yeah, you did, yeah.
And I really enjoyed it. And I didn't have really any after effects Sunday.
Oh, I had a bit of a sore head, didn't I?
Yeah, you drank Zinfandel, didn't you?
And also there was these tins of gin and tonic. And Charlotte said, do you like that? So they accidentally bought some instead of something else.
Yeah.
When they realised, no, we don't really... But they'd obviously got out there. There was 4 to start with. I had 1. By the time I brought them home, there was 1 left. So I've got 1 left.
Yeah.
So one day I shall drink that, you know.
So, yeah, that was all a very nice evening.
Very nice.
Yeah.
And so Sunday, normal, as I say, quite normal, really. Monday was our anniversary, 35 years.
Yeah, 35 years. Jade or coral, apparently.
Yes.
35 years. So that was our wedding anniversary. So it's been a kind of celebratory long weekend, really, isn't it?
Yes. So today, a day late, admittedly, we had pizza. We said, why don't we do that and celebrate...
So loads of food over that weekend.
Lots of food. So
So now I've got to start behaving myself.
I'd like to see that.
So that was that. I think that was it, really, wasn't it?
I think so.
Yeah.
I don't think there was anything else.
No.
Especially was there?
No. No.
So. Not now. I mean, that's it. We've gone round to normal. Today's been.
Yeah, and it was
fairly normal. Other than the pizza.
It was today that David and Ginny rang me up, and we talked about how they could record their voice for the podcast. So that's how that came about, and because they rang me about something else, and so that was it, really. The other thing is, I've just got involved with an app for the business called Todoist. and it is for tasks and to-dos and things like that, and projects. So you can have projects and tasks within projects and things like that. And the really good thing about it is that you write into it in plain English. So, for example, if you want a task for tomorrow, you don't put tomorrow's date. You just put put the rubbish out tomorrow, and it sets the date for tomorrow and tells you about it. And you can do every day, every weekday, every weekend, and all kinds of things like that. But it's more for the business, really, and we can collaborate.
You can have it for non-business. You can just
yes.
have it.
Right? Yeah, you can use your own inbox for your own tasks as well.
Because it's on the App Store.
Yeah.
It's just a thing.
And it has an inbox, like an email inbox. So they call it the inbox, don't they?
Yeah.
And that's where your tasks are.
And it's got a team inbox. You can see
everyone's tasks. And anyone that puts their tasks in that team inbox.
And I'd sent you an email of some things people had rang up about, hadn't I? And you pasted them in.
I converted them to tasks,
and
yeah.
And it said ring so-and-so in the afternoon, so it put it for 12 o'clock.
Put it for 12 o'clock. That was really clever, wasn't it? Yeah. Yeah, so... I've just got into that, and we're trying a 30-day trial of the business, you know, version of it, and so far it's looking quite good, isn't it? And we've had one or two little quirks on the iPhone that don't.
We're going to see. We're looking into that. I'm looking forward to finding out what they say about that.
Yeah,
but it looks very usable.
Yeah,
really, doesn't it?
Yeah, and the little ticks for completion—they're all there, aren't they? And I can do it on my watch as well. You haven't tried it on your watch yet, have you, Ange?
No.
Does it auto install to your watch?
Sometimes.
Have you got to go and get it?
I don't know.
Mm.
Whether there's.
Because that'd be a nice thing to try as well, wouldn't it? While we've got the trial out running. Yeah. But on my watch, certainly, I can actually complete tasks on the watch and things like that when I've done them. See the whole list on the watch, you know, on my Android watch. So, yeah, it's all great stuff. And I think that's it, really, isn't it?
I think it is.
Yeah.
And I said to Steve, why do we always mess with software on a Tuesday? It's when I messed with recording apps, isn't it, on Tuesday?
That's right, yeah.
Well, I wanted to look at them to see what was around.
Yeah.
And things like that.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
Yeah.
What is this about Tuesday?
I don't know, but it's quite good.
Yes, it is rather good.
So... I think I'm out of things to say, really.
I don't think we've got anything to say. We've got up-and-coming things, but obviously nothing that's happened up till now, you know. We've got things to look forward to, haven't we?
Yes.
We'll talk about them, obviously, as we get to them.
Yeah, indeed.
We've all been keeping well, haven't we, so
We've
far,
all been
so
keeping
good.
Well, yes, yep.
So I hope that all of you have been keeping all right, too.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, and it's worth mentioning on here, because I've put it on Recycle It, that at the moment, as far as I know, we have got for sale an Orcam My Eye 2, haven't we, Ange?
The
My Eye 2, which is the, you know, the better of them, the one that does the most of all the features. Only because we've got two of them, so we had one spare, as it were. So we've got one for sale. All the box and the accessories and stuff like that, and it works perfectly as far as we can tell. And we're looking at £2,000 for that. So if anyone's interested in that, then contact me. And that's a good time to tell you how to contact me as far as Our Place is concerned. So you can go on the website to see all the show notes at www.ourplace-podcast.info. And you can... Oh, by the way, while we're talking about that, apparently we've dropped off the telephone service and I haven't been told yet that we're back on there, so I must keep checking that up.
Oh, yes, that was another thing I forgot to put on my notes.
Yeah.
He does know about it.
He does know about it. He wasn't very well when I rang him about it, so he said when he was better he would fix it. So apparently we're off the phone service for the moment, but once we know more, I'll let you know. So, you can't listen to it over the phone at the moment, like you normally can, but you can get it from the website that I just mentioned and from any of your podcast directories. It should be in your podcast directories. And you can play it on Amazon Echo, and you can play it on Google Home, and you can play it in many other places. I think you can even play on Spotify. So there you go.
How do you play it on the Echo? Do you have to enable AnyPod or something?
Yes, it would appear so. If you just try and ask it to play it, sometimes it plays it, sometimes it doesn't. But if you do it with a skill called AnyPod, you can say, ask AnyPod to play Our Place, and it will do that. And so that's that. And you can contact me by email at ourplace@comproom.co.uk. And, of course, if you want to buy anything from Amazon, you can go to comproom.co.uk/Amazon. And if you do it that way, you're buying from Amazon still with the same protections, but we get a small kickback. If you decide to buy in your pocket, you can tell them that Google, that Computer Room Services sent you, and we will get a small kickback from that. And of course, if you want to want to donate something just to say thank you, which I don't often mention, this podcast will always be free, but donations are always welcome to keep server costs, running costs going. And you can do www.paypal.me/ourplace, all one word, and you can then pay into our PayPal account that way. So there you are. There's many things you can do to help us keep going, and the most important thing you can do is review the podcast on your podcast directory, and also send us feedback, send us your voices so that we can hear you talking.
And of course, you can share this with any of your friends anyway.
And of course, you can share it with your friends. Tell them what a great podcast it is.
Send them copies of it.
And they should subscribe to it. And there you go. There you go.
Yeah.
Anyway, with that, I think it's probably time for me to say cheerio.
Yes, I think so. It's getting quite late. It must be getting towards 10 o'clock.
It must be, yeah. I think so.
I don't know, but it's getting on. It's getting dark. So, yeah.
So, yeah, I'll say cheerio.
Bye from me.
And, of course, we will see you next time.
Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you, with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.